At a press conference today, Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe announced $500,000 in funding for Lively-based Skyline Helicopter Technologies to help the business meet increased demand. The repayable contribution will help Skyline scale up and modernize its operations. The announcement was made on behalf of Fedner Minister Patty Hajdu. This Fedner investment will allow us to almost double the size of our Sudbury operations to meet the growing demand for products and services, said Joe Natale, President and Director of Maintenance of Skyline Helicopter Technologies. Installing a new helipad and expanding our facilities will help us take the business to the next level so we can take on more clients, reach new markets, hire more people, and deliver improved services to our existing and future clients. Besides the new helipad, the funds will allow Skyline to expand its service center by 7,000 square feet, nearly doubling its existing footprint. Once complete, this expansion will allow SHT to capitalize on increased demand for its products and services, resulting from its designation as Eastern Canada's only Sikorsky service center and becoming Northern Ontario's only authorized distributor for Genesis Autopilots, Garmin, Aspen, and Jupiter Avionics for both radio and navigation systems, a news release on the funding stated. As a result of this project, SHT will be well positioned to pursue the certifications needed to service other helicopter models, paving the way for more growth opportunities. Skyline provides service inspections, heavy maintenance checks, frame-up refurbishments with structural repairs, avionics updates, component overhauls, and modifications to rotary wing aircrafts. They are a licensed Bell customer service facility, a Robinson Helicopter Service Center, and in 2014, Skyline Helicopter Technologies became the only Eastern Canada Sikorsky Service Center for the Sikorsky S-76. It is the only distributor for Genesis Autopilots, Garmin, Aspen, and Critical Radio and Navigation Systems in Northern Ontario, Hajdu said in the news release.